Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.
Here's your closing bell brief for Friday, March 8th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. February's mixed jobs report sent U.S. stocks trending lower and ending the week in the red. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 69 points to close at 38,723. The S&P 500 was down 34 points, and the Nasdaq finished the day 188 points lower. For the week, the Dow was down nearly 1%, the S&P inched lower, and the Nasdaq lost 1.2%. Tech stocks were among today's losers. Broadcom shares finished down 7%, a day after the chip and software company reported quarterly profit that missed Wall Street's forecast due to deal-related costs. NVIDIA shares had a seesaw day, rising more than 5% before closing down 5.6%. The chipmaker's stock snapped a six-day winning streak, but is still up nearly 80% year-to-date. Elsewhere, Costco was the S&P 500's worst performer. Its stock fell 7.6%, a day after the warehouse club operator reported sales that missed Wall Street estimates. Profit came in higher than expected, but investors may have been hoping for news of a fee increase that didn't come. Smith & Wesson shares rose 29%, a day after the firearms maker reported better-than-expected quarterly sales, and CEO Mark Smith said he expects healthy demand for firearms through the 2024 election cycle. Among commodities, gold moved higher, continuing its record-breaking week to settle at $2,178.60. And Bitcoin topped $70,000 for the first time earlier today. At 4 p.m. Eastern Time, the price stood at $69,294. We'll have more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.